You say, I'd rather have my own home.
Yeah, my own homegrown vegetables.
Yeah. Okay, now other vegetables you had, what about the little red things you'd raise that had a root on them? Red, peppery things? White in the inside, red root vegetable?
You mean radishes?
Uh-huh.
Sure, we have red. You have red radishes and white radishes.
Okay. And,
you have turnips.
Yeah.
Rutabagas.
Leafy things.
You have kohlrabis. You have cauliflowers.
Kohlrabis, what are those?
Kohlrabis, that's just like a... It grows on top of the ground, and it has leaves that turn... Leaves that grows from... It has a head like a turnip, but on top of the ground. You don't see it a lot, but it's very good. It's, I guess, between a cabbage and a turnip. It has, like, cabbage leaves that grows on it.
Did you raise in there?
Oh, well, we used to, yeah.
Raise lots of...
Yeah, lots of... I mean, you packed a little row in your garden.
Of what?
You raise a... When I made a garden...
Of cabbage?
I planted a row of cabbage. I planted a row of carrots. Plant a couple of rows of beets, planted carrots, you planted lettuce.
What do you put in a good soup? What do you like in a good soup?
A good big soup bone, or a bunch of rib bone, you know, a bunch of ribs.
What kind of vegetables would you use for?
I'd use carrots, I'd use cabbage, I'd use potatoes, I'd use butter beans, I'd use any kind of bean I had, but butter beans is my best. Black-eyed peas, or green beans, any kind of vegetable that's a good vegetable, put it in there.
What about a gumbo?
Well, now, a gumbo, that's different. A gumbo, you just make a roux. You know what a roux is?
Yeah.
And if it's a chicken, well, you put your chicken in your roux and let it brown good.
Would you ever make a gumbo out of other vegetables, out of a vegetable?
No, I never. You make a gumbo out of okra.
Uh-huh.
Okra gumbo.
Okay. Now, the kind of beans you had, if you didn't eat them in the pods, you say you had to do what? You had to...
Shell them.
Shell them.
Or snap them.
Okay. What kind of beans you got? You got the kind of beans you eat pod and all?
Yeah, that's green beans.
Okay. And now you mentioned butter beans. Any different types of them? Like
yeah, you got the butter pea and the butter bean. The butter pea is a little bit of short, fat, stocky bean.
Mm-hmm.
I love them. And then you got the butter beans, and there's different types of butter beans too.
What about the big
ones? Well, you have the great big ones too.
They call them?
I don't know what they call them.
Llamas?
Well, yeah, the llama bean. But there's some small limas too, because Henderson bush bean, that's a butter bean too.
Uh-huh.
Henderson bush bean.
Okay, now you cut the top off of turnips and make a mess of
green. Well, yeah, you cut the top, but you could use the greens.
Uh-huh.
To cook. Some people wash them and cook some with meat on top of the stove, like mustard.
What other types of things?
And then you can chop your mustard, you can chop your turnips and cook with them if you like it like that.
Mustards?
Yeah, mustard.
Other stuff? Do y'all ever eat poke down here?
No, they don't grow it, but I know of it.
I know. A lot of folks...
That goes wild, I think, here.
Yeah.
But nobody's never been... trained to use it, you know, to show them that it's good.
Yeah, Ms. Connor, a lot of folks would eat that and say it was good for remedies, you know?
Yeah.
Good for the 7-year itch.
Without